Legislation allowing for year-round sales of E15 passes in the House. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. The House recently approved legislation that would allow for the permanent year-round sale of E15, a gasoline blend containing 15% ethanol.
Which is a win for consumers, and it's a win for farmers. It's a win for our ethanol producers.
And that's Congresswoman Erin Houchin from Indiana. She was among the House Republicans who voted in favor of the year-round E15 bill.
5,000 locations in 36 states already sell E15. We hope that this will expand that market and give our corn growers and our producers another outlet.
Houchin recently toured the Poet Bioprocessing plant in Shelbyville, Indiana, and says that firsthand look at ethanol production was a game changer.
The fact that at this processing for ethanol, there's no waste. So you think about all of the byproducts along the way. Once you get to pure ethanol, there's corn oils that can be pulled from this. So this is a renewable fuel source that there is nearly, if not zero waste in the process, which is an exciting development in the overall energy portfolio.
She adds that year-round E15 not only saves on fuel costs, but it also lessens our reliance on foreign energy.
Every vehicle manufactured after 2001 can use an ethanol formulation, and so it's going to be a great opportunity to reduce the price at the pump from 10 to 30 cents a gallon. So we're not reliant on Middle Eastern oil.
The E15 bill now moves to the Senate, where its prospects remain uncertain. Back in January, though, President Trump said he would sign a year-round E15 bill without delay.
We know the hard work you put in every day to provide the food and crops that sustain us all. At Greenstone, we provide tailored lending solutions and financial tools to help you maintain a successful farming operation year-round, from season to season. Greenstone Farm Credit Services has been supporting farmers for over a century with the secure capital and market knowledge you can count on. With locations throughout Michigan and Northeast Wisconsin, we're here to help. Visit GreenstoneFCS.com to learn more.
No reserve and all online. If you need equipment, it's the only way. Purple Wave Auction is selling Fox Contractors Fleet May 21st. A 2020 Peterbilt sewer jet, a Cat D6N dozer, skid steers, and so much more. Fox has been maintaining iron across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio since 1948. That reputation shows up in the equipment. See it yourself online at purplewave.com. Free to register, easy to bid. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest way to buy equipment.
I'm Ben LaCrosse from Leelanau County and president of Michigan Farm Bureau, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
The Great Lakes region looks quite active here over the next 24 to 48 hours. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with the Michigan Farm Forecast. Through your Monday, we do see some periods of dry weather. A few hit and misses, scattered showers and thunderstorms coming into southwest Michigan through the morning and midday hours, but mostly wanting to stay a bit farther south. Then later this afternoon, evening, and overnight, rain and thunderstorms refire. This continues off and on through Tuesday. By the time we get to sunrise on Wednesday, action is done. But I think we can pencil in here a quarter to 1 inch of precipitation. Right now, I'm projecting mostly garden variety showers and thunderstorms. There is a outside chance for some strong to severe weather this afternoon if the heating goes just right in central and northern parts of Michigan. By the time we get to Wednesday, as we said, drier weather, high pressure settling in over the Great Lakes. It's a cool high pressure dome, so we're chilly at midweek Wednesday and Thursday. Not brutally cold, but just chilly. Warming up to finish the week then Friday into Saturday. With that warm up, we have to watch for some moisture. Showers and thunderstorms coming through Indiana for the Friday night, early Saturday morning time frame, and then we see our moisture here Saturday morning, midday, and early afternoon. Sunday at this point should be drier. Memorial Day Monday looks great. And then high pressure settles in over the Great Lakes through the entirety of next week. I think we are dry from Sunday right on through probably June 1st into early June 2nd. So there's your window of opportunity to get things finished, in my opinion. Back-to-back-to-back dry days for over a week. That should really help. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Improve the construction of your pole barns, riding arenas, and other ag structures with steel roof trusses from Johnny Truss. Steel trusses can be placed 8, 10, or 12 foot on center and sit directly on the post without the use of carrier beams. By using Johnny Truss steel trusses, you'll gain more headroom and storage, improve structural integration, and enjoy faster installation. Plus, steel trusses just plain look fantastic. Johnny Truss, Michigan's exclusive steel truss supplier. supplier. Online at johnnytrust.com.
It's time now for Michigan Ag Today's Friday Closing Farm Market Report. And we saw significant losses across the board for the grain markets to close out last week. Here with a deeper dive is Andy Eubank and Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. They spoke during the middle of trade Friday afternoon.
We saw a sharp sell-off on Thursday, Brian, and it appears more of the same here on Friday. And there could be a number of factors, planting progress or pace, and forecasts for rain, but certainly, I guess, disappointment as far as what the trade would have liked to see come from the U.S. and China meetings with the two presidents.
You nailed it with your last comment there, that not that there was a great expectation that we were going to see an announcement of an additional trade deal in ag products with the president going to China, but some expectation was built in, and I think the lack of confirmation thus far of that type of news has triggered some long liquidation. I think we're going to see, Andy, this afternoon, the commitment to traders report, a long position being held by speculative funds. And that's going to be not reflective of the last couple of days. So I think some of that money, if you will, is being taken off the table now in the wake of the conclusion of the summit. And at least to the moment, a lack of a major announcement. The combination of those factors has triggered some pretty substantial long liquidation across all the grain side of the ledger.
Markets were getting overbought. And did you see that coming? At what point did it really begin to appear that that was the case?
Yeah, I just remind your listeners, Andy, anytime you get into this type of season, that you're going to see this type of volatility, and how you approach volatility is very important as a producer. Do you view volatility with fear, or do you view it as opportunity? And we certainly view it as opportunity for the producer. Obviously, no one likes to see the market as a grower decline substantially, but we've seen some healthy rallies, Andy, the last few weeks here. So I guess I would say that given that the long positions leading up to the summit, that it wasn't a total shock that we'd see the market back off here at the end of the week, particularly in the absence, as I mentioned, of a major announcement of any new additional ag trade deal there. So one could argue that it was overdue, as you said, with the market overbought.
Once again, Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. Settlements from Friday, July corn down 11 and 3 quarters to 455 and 3 quarters. September corn 11 and a quarter lower to 463. July soybeans falling 15 and a half to 1177. August beans 13 and a quarter lower, 1176 and a half. And July wheat tumbling 22 and a quarter down to 635 and three quarters. June live cattle, though, gaining $1.82 to $253.90, but June lean hogs down 77 cents to $98.70. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest Michigan farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.